had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? All right. Get the ashes out of my hair. You know, black people get ashy in the morning. So I put some lotion on. And I gotta rub it all in. Cause I don't wanna be ashy. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies, as well as rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. My biblical question. Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right? And so if you run it around, you got to go, whatever you got to go to do. You got to go pray for Mother Mary or run to school because you hate your children. You don't want to stay home and raise no children. Or you're taking your kid to the babysitter because you don't have time, patience, or love for them. You'd rather be out doing something else. Getting ego glory, so you got to drop your kids off. Whatever. Or you just going to work, or you can listen to the show on your phone. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Thursday again. What the? It's like the sun just coming up and going around the world just like that. Just around and around and around and around we go. I counsel with people sometimes in other parts of the world, and it'll be like 1 o'clock here in L.A., and they're already starting another day. It'll be like morning or afternoon in their country of another day. Like today, Thursday, is already Friday somewhere. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, how was your day? But it is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't see on your face. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amazing. A spiritual battle. If you want to know what it's like to really live life and not the fake life on the outside, really, you can easily find out. And the way you can find out what real life is and to live real life in this world, stop what you're doing. Just stop living the way you are with the mindset you have and everything. Stop and see what happens. That's all you got to do. Stop. Just stop. Stop reacting. Stop believing. Stop reacting. Stop identifying. That's all you got to do. Stop being emotional. And you will know what it's like to live from within, the real life. And you will be in this world, but not of it. But now you're in it, of it, about it, and suffering. All you got to do is stop. But Jesse, how do I find the real world? Stop. Just stop. Stop thinking. Thinking. All you need is basic thinking. Get in your car, turn the motor, go to work. Put gas in it with the type of gas. Get something to eat when you're hungry. Cook when you need to. What a basic stuff. That's all you need thinking for. You need thinking for no other reason. Zero reason. Isn't that amazing? It's like the Bible thumpers. They read the Bible up and down, in and out. They go to Bible study. They go to church and read the Bible some more and read the Bible and read the Bible. And all they have is knowledge. That's all they have. A knowledge about, and some of the knowledge may be true. Some are true and some not from the Bible. Or Quran, or whatever you read, the Torah, whatever you read. But it's just knowledge. That's all it is. You got a head full of knowledge thinking that you know God, and you don't. Thinking that you know God or good is not knowing God or good. And then you come up with this idea about good, because you think you know God. And then when people don't agree with your goodness, you want to kill them. You want to beat them up. You want to yell at them. You want to fight them. Because they're not believing in your goodness. Because you think what you think is good is God. Not knowing that thinking about God and thinking about good is not good. But you want to fight over it. Your goodness is the best one. And all you have is knowledge. And the letteth killeth. People with head full of knowledge about anything that they're trying to live by and they identify with are evil, vicious. They'll fight you. They'll argue with you. They'll try to prove that their knowledge is right. Not knowing that all they have is knowledge. You never, ever, 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 but never. Never, 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 ever, 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 ever going to know God through knowledge. It ain't going to work. You hear about him. You read about him. You talk about him. And you have ideas about him, but you have no understanding. You don't even know him. You just know about him. Knowledge ain't going to do it. That's why you got to drop your knowledge and let understanding come. Above all, get and understanding above all getting. Otherwise, all you have is knowledge, thinking that what you think about God and know about God is true, and it's not. It's just simply not. But do what you want. Amazing. This is Bible thumping. I'm thumping. Thumping, 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 thumping. Thinking, 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 thinking. So, hey, of course, he's white. He just found his song. He had all the information about it. Is that the 1972 R&B soul song, I Miss You, by Harry Melvin and the Blue Note, featuring Teddy Pendergrass? Yes. Oh, I miss you, miss you. I've been thinking, 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 thinking. Yes, Hank. Did you go to AI for that?
Of course.
Amazing. You use AI to death.
But I know, okay, yes, fine. I was going to say, I know the info may be false.
From AI?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Anchor Baby found it too.
Oh.
He got the picture from...
Hail Mary and the Blue Notes. What?
Nice.
That's your Anchor Baby. Amazing. AI can help you find it. But the information may be false, he says. Anyway, last night is a night that I will always remember. Because that was the day that America was presented again. Last night, June, what was yesterday's date?
24th.
June 24, 2026 is a day that I will always remember because that was the day that America came alive again. President Trump held up in Washington, D.C., the Great American State Fair. And it, I have to honestly tell you, and I'm honestly telling you, it reminded me of growing up in Alabama when America was America and it was celebrated and it was amazing. So the president held I don't know if she's called a rally or what, but an opening of the celebration of 250 years of America by holding what they call the Great American State Fair. And they had singing and they had flyovers and there were a whole lot of white people there. And so I saw some dark black people in the midst too. And that there always be some blacks that love America. And I honestly have to tell you, the talk that the people gave, the flyovers, it was, and then you see Washington, D.C. being beautiful and clean like it used to be. It was heartfelt. It really was. And this president, the Great White Hope, of course, is doing everything he can to make America great again. He brought back what it feels like to be an American and to live in America. If you missed it, hopefully you can podcast. Can people podcast what happened in D.C. yesterday?
It's probably on YouTube or somewhere.
Oh, sure, yeah. But if you don't, especially for the millennials and the Z's, you don't know what America was really like, the beauty and the blessing and the fact that we are American citizens and the honor. I'm using all these words because they're amazing words for now. I don't always use them. But when I talk about America and the way that America was, I can use them. And I remember when we got our first black and white TV. Y'all probably don't even know about black and white TV, right, James?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it.
I feel like I've seen one, maybe.
Have you seen one, Anchor Baby?
In, like, cartoons.
Ain't that crazy? There really used to be real black and white TVs.
No.
The first TVs were black and white. No color. It's like the millennial don't know about landlines, phone lines.
I really feel like my grandpa might have had one, or my parents might have had one.
I'm sure they did. That's all it was about at one time.
Yeah.
But I remember when we got our first black and white TV, and everybody on the plantation would come down to our house to watch TV. Because my grandmother and my grandfather's adult children went away to Florida and Indiana and places like that. And so they would buy those kind of bicycles and TVs, and they would send them home to us back down to Alabama on the plantation. And then we would be the first one to get one. And everybody on the plantation on that road would hear about it. And they want to come up and watch Mr. Dillon. and they want to watch the 4th of July celebration, things like that. And you would see white people out there celebrating America, waving flags, and you would see airplanes fly over it, all kind of stuff. And I used to say, oh, God, I would love to be a part of that. And then on the 4th of July, we were part of it. Last night reminded me of that. I have to honestly say, in my lifetime, I don't know one man who has the authority and the power and the love that Donald Trump has for life and for America. And it shows, it stands out in the world, and the world hate it. Not everybody hate it, but most people hate it because they don't understand it. What manner of man is this, they say? You can't stop him. And last night, I was like, thank you, Mr. President. I was looking at this event last night. I couldn't stop because it was just heartfelt, teary-eyed gratefulness that we finally got the feel of America again. Now, how long this is going to last, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think about the future like that. But I know now that this president, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They've been trying to kill him forever. And they don't know that they can't take his life until God said, okay, you can have it now. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies around the world, not just in America. Some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. Your dad is home. I call him the great white hope. Last night was more proof of that. If you missed it, folks, now the jealous, angry people who are pouting, you're going to see it because you're looking through dark eyes, a heart, evil heart. You're not going to appreciate it. But for those men and women whose hearts have changed from evil to good, you're going to love it. It really was a feeling of America again. And I remember I used to go to D.C. a lot, right, to speak and visit. It used to be clean and beautiful and all that, and then it went sour. And now the president brought that back. And it is amazing. Here's a little bit from it from last night. Fox News, President Donald Trump kicked off the Great American State Fair Wednesday evening by touting America's success under his leadership. Here is a highlight from the event. Watch this from Fox News.
In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever with a thing called the Declaration of Independence. They proclaimed the eternal truth that we are endowed by our Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all made, and you know that, free and equal by the hand of Almighty God. Those timeless American principles did not just win a revolution, but they built us into the greatest, strongest, and most exceptional nation the world has ever known. In West Potomac Park, we are creating the National Garden of American Heroes, featuring 250 or more statues of the greatest Americans who have ever lived. It's going to be beautiful. And next week at Freedom Plaza, we will unveil the Spirit of 76 exhibition honoring the heroes and martyrs of the American Revolution.
YMCA. YMCA. Amazing. That brings tears now. And not because I was loving America before I ever heard of a word called patriotism and all that. All my life, I've been loving America. It's just, I don't know why it just is. Even when I was a kid. And then as I got older, I moved to California and started paying attention. Because at the time, I wasn't even paying attention to politics. I only started paying real attention to politics after Ronald Reagan ran for president and won, and I would hear people talking about Reagan. Then I started paying a little attention, and once I started got into media, that's when I really started paying attention to politics, and I realized the Democratic Party was a losing party. No love for anybody, not even blacks or anyone. And the Republican Party, the laws of the Republican Party meant everything, even though that's changed a lot now, too. But thank you, Mr. President. Get ready, folks. It looked like this is going to be an amazing 250-year celebration of America. I've been over to that location where they signed Benjamin Franklin and all those guys signed the Declaration of Independence and everything. I've been there. You've been there, hey?
Been where again?
When they signed the Declaration of Independence.
I'm sure I have. I went to D.C. as a kid.
Right. You've been there in Inkamami?
I've never been.
Oh, amazing. I was doing a speaking tour, and one of the hosts, the people that invited me, took me there one day. It's in Philadelphia, though.
Yeah, I saw the Liberty Bell. Yeah, I mean, we went to the Liberty Bell as well as a kid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we took a big trip.
Yeah.
Cross-country drive.
I'm not surprised. You all white. White people do that kind of stuff.
Shout out.
Shout out. But it really, really, did you see any, did either one of y'all see last night?
No, I hadn't even heard of it.
I saw bits of it.
You saw bits?
Mm-hmm.
And then it touched your heart and soothed the nerve.
It was nice. I knew it reminded me of how much Trump loves America. He's the right president for this time. So, yes.
And baby, you didn't even hear about it, huh?
No.
I don't know, had I not been watching Jesse Waters' show, I don't think I would have heard about it either.
Because I'm looking through the news a little.
Right.
I hadn't even heard a peep.
I was flipping through other stations to see if they were showing it, like CNN and regular show. Nobody was showing it. It was not happening. It was all dead on those stations. They were just talking about stupid news. And over on Fox News, they were showing the whole thing. and it was alive. I'm alive. It was amazing. It really, it just felt like America. I haven't had that experience in America in a while now. And it's like under Biden and Obama, and maybe somewhat under Bill Clinton, not as much, but especially under Obama and Biden, the enemies of America destroyed America. The love for it, the statues, the monuments, they turned everything that was clean into darkness. And this president, Donald Trump, is bringing it all back. It's amazing, though. I'm really, really, really. It's amazing to me to see what one man can do in real time. You know, you hear about Christ and his work. You hear about it, but you don't get the same appreciation from it as you would have gotten if you had been there. And that's what it's like with Donald Trump, to be here and witness the opposition against him, the hatred, and everything he does, they try to stop it. Even if it is good, they don't care that it's good. He cleaned up that, what do you call that pool thing? That big old, in Washington, D.C.?
Reflecting pool.
Reflecting pool. And the haters are mad about that. And then according to the report, some people have been arrested for trying to damage the reflecting pool after the man is working on it. But I don't know of one man who can bring peace upon the world. Other than Donald Trump and Jesus. Donald Trump, he hasn't said that to me or this, but his light is shining bright, and it says that he is a son of God. You can't handle this kind of pressure outside of you if you were not living from the right place. You won't be able to handle it. Some of you can't even handle the living pressure right now that put up on you. You cry, you get mad, you give up. You run and you hide from a little pressure. Someone says something about you, or somebody stole your money, or someone don't like you, or your girlfriend broke up with you, or your boyfriend broke up with you, lady, and you cry and go and hide it. Donald Trump been, as far as I remember, at least 3 to 4 attempted assassination. He got shot once in the ear. And yet he stand. Christ said something like, when the world is against you, when God is for you, who can be against you? Donald Trump is a living example of that. It really is. It's just, and I've always said that I have it on tape. I have witnesses in the studio right now. When Donald Trump first ran for president, and people were like, "Wow!" I'm like, "Okay." I love this guy. Thank God when he came down off of that elevator thing and announced that he was running for president. I'm like, always keep a space between you and everybody, and the president. Keep a little space between the two of you so that if he says something or does something that you don't agree with, you won't turn on him because you have made him your God. And now you're mad at your God because your God is not doing it the way you think your God should do it or says it the way you think your God should say it. You make him your God, then you blame him that you made him your God. And you get mad and you become an enemy. But I would be counting my blessing that Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. I'm glad now that he didn't win the second time around, but he's around now for 250 years of celebration and everything. It's the right time to be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire, too. Oh, Lord, but not. Did y'all hear that Anchor Baby show yesterday? If you didn't, podcast it. I was, like, busy, and then I'm listening to it, and then I had to do a counseling session, and then I'm listening to it, and then I had my phone calls out today, and I didn't want to not hear it. The American Anchor Baby, make sure that you podcast. Listen today, but podcast yesterday's show. It was. And I'm not shucking and jiving. Really, I'm not shucking and jiving. Because I don't get, because of my schedule, I don't get a chance to hear these guys' show sometimes. But when I do, I always enjoy them. I'm not shucking and jiving. I'm not blowing smoke. It was amazing yesterday. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. Right after the Hake Report. They typing stuff to me, folks, so it's crazy. He and the American Anchor Baby and Hake. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then yesterday, Bill on Punchy TV, did a brand new live episode of Bill on Punchy.tv. Check it out. Check it out, all right? And thank you all for your financial support. Make donations. We need your support. Especially during the summer, donations go down. Don't forget, donate by going to Jesse, JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com or call 800-411-BARN. I do appreciate it. All right. One other quick thing I want to tell you about yesterday's event with the president and the celebration of the Great American State Fair opening. They had an opera singer there. And I love opera singing when they really, really can opera sing. And I had not heard one in a long time. I have forgotten about them, to be honest. And the president had one there yesterday, along with Lee Green and other Lee Green. I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free. And then this opera singer brought it home. It reminded me of real singing. It reminded me of Othello. Have you seen Othello in it?
No.
You got to see Othello. Oh, my God. This opera singer reminded me of that movie. Othello. It was an amazing event yesterday. And unfortunately for Americans who didn't watch it, didn't know about it, CNN and all those sour networks did not show it at all. They had to do it. It wasn't even happening. They don't have love for the country, and they don't have love for you. That's why they kept it away from you. That's why they kept it away. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Thank you, Jerome. It's amazing.
Yeah. I was looking at your show from yesterday, and, you know, I think you were talking about somebody has said that, you know, they have righteous anger, and, you know, their anger is different because it's righteous. But, you know, you were saying that righteous anger is no different from, like, regular anger. It's anger is anger. And I just wanted to know if you could explain that a little bit more, because I was a little confused by your statements.
Well, there's no such thing as righteous anger, because anger is not of God at all. He has no anger. Nothing about him is anger. It's all good, all love, all the time. He doesn't punish or anything. And so if anyone has any anger at all, is evil. And anyone who has anger is a son or daughter of evil. And they make up this word righteous anger to justify being evil and not overcome it. They say, well, I have righteous anger. But that's a lie. No such thing as righteous anger.
Okay. So no righteous anger.
Right.
And the only reason I call and ask about this, because not too long ago, I had called because there was a clip of Trump, you know, on stage, and he said that he was angry, and I called in to your show to talk about it. And as I was talking about it, you were saying that, no, Trump is not angry. He has righteous anger. And, you know, you were basically teasing out the two. But now I'm hearing today that even righteous anger is bad. But not too long ago when I called, I'm sure you might not remember the call, but you were saying, you know, no, it's not anger, it's righteous anger. So I'm just wondering what now, why,
well,
they're the same.
When the great white hope said he's angry, he doesn't mean in any way that you think that he means. It's not an emotion. It's not, he's not feeling anything about it at all. It's just a way of communication that he's communicating with you. But I can promise you there's no such thing. And I used to think, because at the time I didn't understand, I used to think that righteous anger existed because I believed the lies that came from the religious people. And then it wasn't until I was able to see myself, for myself, that there was no such thing as righteous anger. Anger is evil, period. And Christ said that anyone who has anger is a murderer. And you cannot trust an angry person. And that is true.
Yeah,
so
I thought it
existed, too, at one time.
No, I get it. Sometimes I think things and, you know, right. You know, you find out new information and then, you know, you change it. But I don't think that, you know, anger is always evil. I mean, I don't really get that either. Like, anger can sometimes, it's just, I guess it depends on what you do with the anger, but it doesn't always mean that it's bad.
Give me a good example of anger.
Somebody that may use anger, like you, like you hear sometimes a lot of, rich people, that say, you know, like, okay, you know, when I was still up and coming, still working on my business, still trying to get millions, that, you know, people kind of counted me out and I was angry at them. And I used that anger to, you know, fuel me to keep going forward. And, you know, I ended up, you know, growing my business so much. And so I used that anger for good. Like, I think that's an example of, you know,
no,
it's not being so bad.
But that's not using anger for good. That's using anger for evil. That's using anger for ego, because now they're trying to prove to others that they're not going to make it, that they're not going to be rich or they're not going to be famous. And then when they become rich or famous, they're still miserable because they're still in hell.
Yeah,
so
and
that's
that's
not a good example of using anger for good.
Right, and I can agree with, like, the, I guess, like, the personality aspect of it, like they're still trying to prove, but
right.
Even if that's true, they still made millions. So there was something that good that did come out of it ultimately.
Making millions is not good.
Is it bad?
It's neither bad nor good. But you use it for bad. Most people, if they're not working on themselves, they use it for bad because now they have a false sense of feeling good, and then they cry at night.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes. I'm not sure if that happens all the time.
No, it happens all the time.
No, I mean, how can you say that? Like, how do you know that all these people are just crying at night?
Because they have ego. They're doing it to try to prove something, and it doesn't satisfy anything. It doesn't stop the tears at night when you are alone or when things are not happening in your life that bring excitement. You cry at night.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, like I said, maybe sometimes, but I think
I promise
overall,
you, and this I promise you, that is true, because there's nothing or no one can take away your tears except you die from the old self. Ain't nothing going to solve that. In order to have life, you got to give up a life, and there's no way around it. You got to give up the false life.
Okay. Do you think that there's levels to anger? Like if I, you know, stub my toe versus if, like, somebody kills somebody that I'm close to?
That's a good question. When you stub your toe, you get a physical pain. Now, if you have an angry spirit, you will get mad about that too. But if you have overcome that angry spirit of anger, you that hurt. That's about it. Your physical body hurt, but the real you don't feel anything about it.
Okay. But, I mean, I guess generally speaking, like, do you feel like there's levels? Like, all anger is not the same, I guess. Like,
yeah, anger is evil. It's evil. It doesn't matter. You see some of those women, those mothers, they seem like such a nice, giving, quiet, cooperative mother, right? And everybody think, oh, she's so sweet. And the kids say, Mama is so good. Mama is always helping. Mama down there at the church. My mama helped my dad, my mama this. But secretly, she's destroying the family. She is giving her husband hell. She's doing everything. But she appeared to be good, maybe have a little anger, but she's still destructive. There's nothing good about any aspect of anger at all. There's no love. It's only hate.
Why does everything always have to come back to the mothers? Like, I mean, I think that, like, you kind of do give just moms and, like, kind of women in general a lot of abuse, and I'm not sure where that comes from.
A mother love is so special. It come out of hell. The gates of hell come through the mother, through the woman. Look around you. You know what happened, man? Over in New York, they elected, according to all the reports, they elected these radical American-hating, Israel-hating, Palestine supporter, socialist, communist, evil females, and a male, too, Mandami the other. And they said, according to a report, liberal, white, educated women help elect the children of Satan. I rest my case.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not really sure what you're saying. I guess, I mean, I don't think that women are bad. I think that women help run the world and they do all the things that, you know, they're, they run
women
alongside men.
Women help destroy the world. They can't run it. The power is not according to God's order, God and Christ, Christ and man over woman and woman over children. Women are not created to lead. It's not in their DNA. It's not in their anything. That's why men have to weaken themselves and allow women to come in, and then they pretend that the woman is leading. Oh, she's a good leader, but they're lying. They have to play the game because they're afraid of the spirit of the mother, and they don't want to be called names, so they lie. But a woman cannot lead. And in the good old days, when America was America, women knew that. They were like, I would never work for a woman. What is woman doing up in church trying to preach? I ain't never. Women said out loud, all races too, they knew the place for the woman. And it wasn't in a leadership role.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can generally agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was kind of my only thing. So I guess just before I leave off, there's, like you said, there's no difference between now righteous anger. No. Even though it was mentioned in the Bible, there's no such difference between righteous anger and regular anger. It's right. All the same.
Right. Anger is anger, and anger is evil is evil.
But why do you think the Bible teased it out, though? Like, if they said it...
Because the Bible has been rewritten, and it was based on man's ego, and they put in there what they want to put in to deceive and to control. Everything in the Bible is not true.
Right, but how do you know that part was rewritten?
Because I know that there's no such thing as righteous anger. Anger is evil. And in God, there is no anger. He does not punish. He does not tempt. He does not.
But he does punish, though. What about all the plagues that he brought down on the people, the floods and all the frogs and the warts and killing the firstborn child? That's punishment.
No, God didn't do that. They brought that upon themselves.
But God did it. Nobody else did it. Nobody else is able to bring a big flood and destroy the entire world. That's God punishing. So no, he does punish.
No, God does not punish.
So what do you call those things?
How can God punish when God is love?
No, what do you call those things?
What kind of God would you serve that's no different than the God that's already punishing you? And those things, for example, those things in the Bible about all that, I guarantee you, most of it is made up. Most of it is not even real.
So most of the Bible, most of Christianity is, I mean, God could be made up then if we want to make that argument.
God is made up in your mind. You're never going to know God until you stop thinking about God. When you lose all ideas about God, when you stop thinking about God or anything,
then you will know God.
And there's nothing in the Bible that I remember seeing that says anything about righteous anger.
Okay. No, I mean, you just liken it to punishment, but I said God definitely has anger. He definitely punishes people.
No, God is all love. There is no anger in God.
I don't know how killing a bunch of the people that you created is love. That sounds like pure hate to me.
He didn't kill them.
He did. I mean, he sent the floods again. He killed the firstborn child. There was nobody else that could have did that but him.
No.
It actually kind of sounds like Satan to me.
The firstborn child brought it upon himself.
And actually, I think he might be worse than Satan because Satan never killed anybody. God kills a bunch of people.
Does Satan give life?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I'm not sure, really sure.
You say God may be worse than Satan?
Yeah.
And how is God worse than Satan?
God kills people, like, all the time in the Bible.
So and Satan don't?
No, he doesn't kill. He doesn't kill or give life.
What does he do?
From what I hear, he corrupts people, but that's not killing them.
And corrupting you, is that life?
No, it's neither life nor death. It's just corruption. It's somewhere in between.
Corruption is not death?
No, because you're still alive.
And what does that mean, corruption?
Like, he may corrupt the hearts and minds and souls of the people, so he may turn them away from doing good. But, like, it's to turn away from, a heavenly nature or something like that. Like, it's just corruption, but it's not death.
You believe in God?
Yes, I do.
And why?
Because I just do. That was the way I was raised, and I came up in the church, so yeah.
Oh, so you really don't believe in him. You're just taught to believe about him.
No, I mean, you said, why do I believe in God?
Right, you were raised that way, right?
No, I'm just saying that's kind of a weird question. Why do I believe in him? He's the creator. He leads us. And, yeah, I just believe in God. I'm not sure if I really understand that question.
Yeah, why do you believe in God?
Because he's our creator, because he makes all of us, and, you know, we follow him, and we all come from him.
And you think that God would create you to punish you?
If I did something wrong?
You think God created you to punish you?
Yeah, if I did something wrong. He doesn't punish everybody. But
in his eyes, you've never done anything wrong.
But, again, where do you get that from? That's not said in the Bible. Are you just making that up?
No.
How can you say that God thinks that we never did anything wrong? Where did you get that from?
Because it's the spirit in you that drives you and calls you to do what you do. It's not you. It caused you to think the way you think. It caused you to feel the way you feel. It causes you to react the way you react. And what you think is you, and then it blames God, and you believe what it's telling you about God. But there is no you.
Does the spirit belong to me?
Uh-uh.
Who does the spirit belong to if it's inside of me?
Satan.
So
he came into your home and made he entered into your body, your house, and made a home in you, and now he's controlling you, and you think it's you.
I don't know how God could make me and then allow Satan to come inside my body.
You allowed it.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I definitely
didn't. You did it when you were a kid. You allowed it when you were a kid, and you couldn't help it.
So I've been evil since a kid?
Uh-huh.
What age is a kid? Like 5, 6 years old, I've been an evil person?
I don't know, because I don't know at what age your mother traumatized you.
She didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
And this, I promise you. How did you think you become one with the devil then? How do you think you became?
I haven't. You just keep on saying things that have no meaning.
Where'd your anger come from?
I don't have any.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you do.
You have anger. From? You do.
No, I don't. Jerome,
yes, you do.
It was fun. I got to run because of time. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Angelica, I believe. Out of Austin, Texas, let me go to Angelica. Angelica, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Angelica.
Well, I just wanted to say it's nice to finally meet you, and I wanted to thank you for your show. I've been watching it since 2015. I told my new husband about it. My dad, my mom, and they all have learned a lot and gotten new perspectives on spirituality and politics and everything. So I just wanted to meet you and thank you for putting the truth out there. I really appreciate your wisdom and everything that you do. I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and it's an honor to meet you. Thank you.
Okay, have a blessed day.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, call me again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Angelica. Bye. Amazing. Super, super. Super chat. Hank is running in. Run. When my master said he's running, I said, yes, sir, master. We're running. Super chat.
No Mo Thoughts says, Jesse, I'm a few days behind on watching the show. Just watched church. It was amazing.
It was. Check out Fellowship, RebuilderDemand.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, very generous, says thank you.
Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Very nice. Jimmy, five coffees, answering the biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
You can know God and reject him.
Amazing.
And I'll have to read the rest of it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Later.
I'll put my two cents on it. Jimmy, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? Jimmy. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. You know that song?
I do.
Amazing. Back in a moment. Hate news is coming. I'll be back. You can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
There's some serious mess going on in the world, but there's also some very serious and good cleanup and celebration of America. The Great American State Fair opens today on the National Mall, which the Trump administration has described as a showcase of contributions from all 56 states and territories. The 16-day event will feature food, games, and other traditional fair elements, with military flyovers and patriotic pageantry rounding out the festivities. Shout out America. And that's from CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. And shout out to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, the perfect president, practically perfect in every way for these times. Am I right or am I right? Call me, bros. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all, the 25th of June, A.D. 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, no I in Jesse. That is 888-775-3773. Catch Bill on Punchy TV yesterday. Another nice episode. Shout out. Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV, on YouTube. And it will also be up on audio podcast, rebuildingtheman.substack.com. Has our Church with Jesse Lee Peterson podcast, the JLP Highlights, weekly best of this show podcast, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and of course, Punchy TV with Bill. America's 250th, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, reports preparations underway for America's 250th birthday on the 4th of July, July 4th, prompting a fresh look at the nation's past and its future. A new Gallup poll released this week found that 77% of Americans think the country's founders would be disappointed by the way that the United States has turned out. I, too, join them in the little bit of disappointment they probably have, or maybe a lot of bit of it, because the people have voted away their freedoms. I think that there was a Frenchman who traveled America and found that that would be the case. The people would vote away their freedoms for bribery, basically. CNN spoke to the descendants of Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and other so-called founding fathers who have plenty to say about the state of the nation, as if they're any better than the rest of us. I doubt it. Anyway, Venezuela earthquakes. At least 160 people are dead. Nearly 1,000 more are injured after two back-to-back earthquakes struck Venezuela's northern coast on Wednesday evening. Search and rescue teams now racing to reach people trapped beneath the collapsed buildings and rubble. The second quake with a magnitude of 7.5 magnitude earthquake. That's huge. Pretty big. Was the country's strongest in more than a century. While the 7.2 foreshock, if you want to call it foreshock, I hadn't heard that term before. Usually you hear about aftershocks, earthquake and then an aftershock. But this was a foreshock, ranks as its fourth largest earthquake on record. And they're not the only place that got earthquakes. There was a 6.9 in Japan, according to Drudge headlines, if I'm reading this correctly, and a 5.6 up in NorCal. Terrible. And there's questions of whether San Andreas is waking up. The San Andreas fault, not to be confused with the video game San Andreas. But the San Andreas fault, I used to hear about that growing up as a kid, because we would hear about, oh, is the big one coming? The big one that's a 10 earthquake or something. Gonna make California fall into the sea or something. I don't know. Scary stuff. Don't be scared. Anyway, border wall. President Trump wants to finish the border wall by the end of his term and is stepping up efforts on multiple fronts to meet that goal. All you naysayers trying to claim that he'd never intended to do it. It's an enormous task that will require the administration to build 775 miles of new wall by the end of 2027. Several hundred more miles of secondary and waterborne barrier, too, by the end of 2028. There's a hurdle of land acquisition and other things, primarily in Texas. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, for those men and women who want to know themselves, it's not for everyone. So don't get mad. It's not for you. Just ignore it and go on with your life and enjoy your life. Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and still listen anywhere in the world on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Baba Bumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Hey, let's finish the super chat and then I go back to the callers. Then we get to soundbite. I was thinking about how can I really explain to the people how you would know when you and God are one, other than you're going to have perfect love, that's for sure. You're going to love and not hate, no hate, no judgment, no anything inside of you. But when I say God is a state of being, to know God is a state of being and not knowing him intellectually, not having any ideas about him, not studying him and thinking that you know him by studying about him. When I say a state of being, what does that mean to you, Anchor Baby? God, when you are one with God, it is a state of being.
Well, I think about how, like, when religious people say they have to forgive, for example, and then they say they do something like that, and then they say, oh, man, I got to forgive again. Oh, I got to forgive another person. Today I did this. I think about that and how there seems to be something missing in that compared to what you're saying. And so I think this, and you notice how I've heard you say, like, you don't have to forgive again. Like, it's something that you're living.
Right.
So that's what I think of.
What do you think of when I say that God is not an idea? God is not intellectual. God is not something you can think about. Because if you're thinking about him, ideas about him, it totally keep you away from him. But God is a state of being. What goes through your mind? This is hate. And that was Anchor Baby.
Right. Shout out Anchor Baby. Well, it crosses my mind what the Bible says, what God says. When Moses asks, who are you? I am. Tell him, I am sent you, or I am that I am.
Right.
And we're supposed to am.
Right.
Like him.
Amazing. Okay. It's a state of being. I promise you, if you think you know God, you don't know him. If you read about God and just quote about God and read the Bible till the cows come home and just talk about him, you don't know him. And you would never know him. You're never going to know God until you stop thinking that you know him, until you lose all ideas about him and his son. There are crazy people out there who think Jesus is God. They think he is like three people. What the? That's what the intellect does to you. That's what studying does to you. And you never get to know him for yourself. But anyway, super.
Super chat.
Jimmy finishing up his five coffees, answering that biblical question, can you know God and reject him?
Right. Thank you, Jimmy. I put my two cents in Sunday.
He says you can. Satan knew God and still rejected him. Claims Jimmy, Satan already knew God and Jesus, yet he tempted Jesus, asking him if you're the Son of God, meaning Satan knew Jesus was not God. Eventually, Jesus told him he cannot worship Satan. He can only worship God. Why would God worship God?
Amazing. Thank you, Jimmy. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Jamie, not to be confused with Jimmy. Three coffees. Jesse, I seen you did an interview with Charleston White. How could you put up sitting around listening to the vulgarity coming out of his mouth? What the?
Amazing. Because it was coming out of his mouth, not mine. That was him being himself, doing himself. Amazing, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Eugene, five coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Did you see that fight on a cruise ship? Which one? Oh, that one? I'm kidding around because there's so many, right? What's wrong with the blacks? Thank you, Jesse.
No love. No love to their name. That's the problem. That's the one thing. And there are blacks who are starting to wake up and realize, too, that they do hate their mama. And they become like their mama. And they ain't the white man. And evil control them. But it's no love. That's what that is. Though fighting is fighting with mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eugene.
But I did not. I mean, again, I don't know which one you're referring to. I've right. seen so many.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I haven't seen any recent new ones.
Right, me either.
Not that I'm denying that there have been. I'm sure there are many. Lori. Morning, Jesse. BQ answer. Can you know God?
Can you know God and reject him?
No. To reject God means I'm listening to the devil. How can I know God and listen to evil? Jesus said, once you're in his hand and in God's hand, nothing can pluck you out. Hell is rejecting God. I will not go back.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
NorCal Gabe 87. Answering the biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
You can know God when you return to the Father, but reject him when you return to your imagination, your thoughts. You go unconscious. Staying present, you are not rejecting him.
Amazing. Thank you. Who's that?
Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
Gabe.
Oh, thank you, Gabe.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And shout out to NorCal.
Shout out, NorCal.
Bree K, five coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Sion, good morning, Jesse Peterson. Who would have been your wife if you had met one, even if long distance, here on your show. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Sion. Sion. Amazing.
Jamie.
I think of you, honey, both night and day. I miss your sweet loving that made me feel this way. I'm not ashamed. Oh, no, no, no. You hear this song?
I have now.
You ain't a baby?
Nope.
Amazing. Thank you, Zion.
Shout out, Zion.
Jamie. Shout out.
Another coffee from Jamie. 36-year-old single white male, 6 feet tall, blonde hair, green eyes. Ladies, hit me up.
Amazing. Thank you. You promote yourself.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Good morning, y'all. It's Thursday, so I'm thumping a bit. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, NIV. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, hardships, persecutions, difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it. Baba Thumpa Thursday.
7 more coffees from Jamie. American flag emoji.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing. A friend just texted me. Lord, you still singing. Yo, yeah. Mama.
To the chagrin.
My friend, not you. Not you, the super chatter.
To the chagrin of many a friend.
That's right.
Kevin S. Tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it.
That's on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
I am S-H-Y something. Happy Thursday, Mr. Jesse and team. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name. I want to just make sure I'm keeping it clean, but I don't know.
Right on. Thank you.
Biggie Bullocks had Hake forgiven his mother before he met Jesse? Don't think so. Certainly not. Certainly not. I wasn't really aware that had these... had messed toward her until I realized it.
Amazing.
Remembered. I stubbed my toe and cried, beta toe, says Fazul.
Amazing. That's right. Beta toe. Thank you.
Nick LeBoy says, Jerome exemplifies how 99.9% of blacks think slash operate. They're okay with corruption if it's any race but whites. Blacks admire Satan. This is why they don't build but are professionals at destroying.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, as always, sir. And let me just double check over on these other platforms to make sure I'm all caught up. Nicole Gadfly, 10 coffees. Greetings. Here's another Marcus Aurelius quote that reminds me of you. Forget everything else. Keep hold of this alone and remember it. Each of us lives only now, this brief instant. The rest has been lived already or is impossible to see. Like what you always say, Jesse, where is the future? Where is the past? I rest my case. Love you all so much. X for kiss.
Wow, that's powerful. I'm going to have to look up Jerome Elias.
Jerome Elias. Marcus Aurelius.
I mean.
Shout out, Jerome.
That's deep. Marcus Aurelius, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to look him up. He sounds pretty smart to me. Right on. Thank you. In the good old days, there were more smart men than today, that's for sure. Wise. Right on. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the can on pilled.net.
Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out, Hake.
Shout out to Hake.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I really, really appreciate your support. And don't forget to support us all summer, all right? Through the summer. Let me go to the busy calls here. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Daniel out of South Carolina. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Mr. Jesse. Well, first, great to talk to you. And on the biblical question, it goes back to kind of how you say somebody.
Can you know God and reject him?
It goes back to how you always say you can know of God and reject him, but if you actually knew God, you would never want to leave his side or allow yourself to be without him ever again. So you can know of God and then not, and then disobey, but you can't actually know him and then do it. And again, and like there was a person who was just saying like
Daniel, let me ask, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
I am. Is it messing up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hold on a minute.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can. Yeah, don't be on the Bluetooth or the speaker. It distorts on this end.
Understood. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
I know, like the other person was saying, like the devil knew God and still, but we're not. I mean, the devil is in a different league. At this point, you can know of God and disobey him, but if you truly knew God, there's no way you would ever want to go without him again. So I don't believe that you can. However, what I was calling in about is that
first. Thanks for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Right on.
Well, you always speak about racism and that it's not real.
Right.
But it may not be real if you're speaking like in inside of the flesh or the human. But racism is real. As a human being, we're all in a race to get back to the Father, back to God. And anybody can be racist. It's not a color thing. Anybody who's obstructing another person's ability to return back to God would then be a racist because they're trying to stop the race of that person finding God. So it could be a prejudice by color, but color is in itself isn't racism. Racism is just another word for hate, which means, again, if I'm fornicating, if I am going around and sleeping with a whole bunch of women, that is hate. That is racism because I am halting those women by doing that. There's so many other things and factors that could come in to placate against that woman and her life. That is me hating her because I'm stopping her from being a virtuous woman. I'm putting a hole and slowing down her race to get back to God, because as long as people continue to do things like that, you're halting somebody. Now, if somebody is coming against you because of your color, that again is racism. They're halting it. But anybody could be racist about anything. It's all of the stuff is sinful and it's created out of hatred, like you said.
You're not making any sense.
What do you mean?
Our battle is a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color at all. It has nothing to do with male or female. It's either hate or love. And most people,
then I think that you're just being confused by what I'm saying.
And most people, most human beings love evil and they hate good, and they're not even trying to find good at all. They love being what they are and acting and being the way they are. That's why you're not supposed to even try to help them at all, because they don't want to change. They like it. But it's either you're of evil or you're of good. It's not physical at all.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. So, but we're in a human format trying to return to rekindle our spiritual nature. It's all about returning to the Father, like you.
What do you mean by? Like, and you may be right, Jerome. I mean, Jerome, but Daniel. But what do you mean by we are in a human?
We're spiritual beings in a human format, correct? Like we're of the spirit, but we're in the flesh. And because we're born into the flesh, we do live
in a body, but
correct.
Even in the body life, what you think is life is not even life.
I agree, but that's a part of being in the human experience. That comes with the human experience. And what we have to do is remember that we aren't what we see. We are what we are. We are of God. We are created from God. And what happened is like you said, when we're born through the female, we're born into sin, which being born and then forgetting who we really are.
But human beings are not having an experience of life.
Well, what we project and believe is life. again, there's two separate fields. You have the third dimension and the fifth dimension, meaning your spiritual realm, your spiritual side. We are, in essence, God. God is us, is in us, and when we can reach, that's what I mean. When even with your biblical question, if you can
but
make
I don't
that
know what
connection
you mean
again,
by,
you can't get out.
I'm black and slow. You may not realize that, and so it takes a little time, but. I don't, if racism, and it doesn't exist at all, even God said our battle is a spiritual battle, it's good versus evil, how can you even say that it's racism when it's really not at all?
Well,
it doesn't even exist.
No. Racism is another way of, okay, it's called the lived, physical lived experience is called, we're called the human race. That is is terminology, meaning you are in a race as a human to return to your actual spiritual nature, to forget that you are what you see.
Let me ask, Daniel, let me ask the white man. Because you made me right, and I'm black and so. And white, you know how white people understand everything. Hey, do you understand? Are you white, Daniel?
I'm not.
You black?
I'm not.
You Mexican?
I'm not a Mexican either.
You're
Italian. I'm not. I don't identify with any
Jewish.
Of those terms. I'm just a person. I'm a spirit. Just like you just said. Why are you trying to put a earthly hold on what I am?
But if
I'm
I saw
God,
you
that's
in
just
person,
good
would I see a spirit person, a Jewish person, a black person, or a white person?
You should see a child of God. You shouldn't try to
identify
with anything
will I
other
see?
Than that. Doesn't matter about the color, does it, Jesse? What color was Jesus?
Amazing.
See what I mean? It doesn't matter. That's beyond us.
Hey, you understand what Daniel's saying?
Yep.
What are you saying?
He's hijacking the word racism to have nothing to do with the different races.
But he said it is racist.
What?
He said racism does exist.
Right, because he's hijacking the word to mean that if you exploit women, for example, you're hurting those women and hurting those women's walk back toward their race back towards God.
Hey, man, say the white people know.
But that's not even true, though.
It is true.
No.
Yes, it is. Every time somebody does something, I guarantee you it is true.
How?
If when somebody stands in front, if you're trying to find your way and people continuously get in the way, it hurts your journey because people have it. Hold on. Let me finish before you say it doesn't.
But
if
it doesn't.
People can't. If people can't identify with who God is yet because the world has removed that from them and they're trying to figure it out, you can do things. And because I don't know where I'm supposed to be yet, I can't block that out. You don't understand what you know until afterwards. Just like you grew up as a Democrat, until you were able to understand that that may not be the best thing you should be doing. So you don't know until somebody else does something. But the people that are in front of you saying, no, you got to be a Democrat for the rest of your life because you're black. Black people got to be Democrats. They're holding you up from experiencing and understanding yourself. For yourself. And then once you got to see the truth, you became a Republican. You joined the right team.
The world can stop you in a physical way in that I didn't know that the Democratic Party was against black people until I read their platform. And then I physically switched party. But the world cannot stop you spiritually at all. Ain't no such thing as the world getting in your way.
Meaning, but if you're trying to accomplish, if you're trying to figure something out, and people are damaging you and they're stopping you, that is trauma building up that is keeping you from then experience it then of having the true experience. So if I am
a
male,
that can't
and I'm
stop you.
Excuse me. If I am a male and I am continuously, if I am abusive, it can cause a traumatic experience that then plays on your mental. And then that can start a blockage of you expressing or understanding things because it'll stop you from being able to trust again.
But it
so
doesn't
if I'm a female and I get abused, it doesn't have to, but it does create another blockage.
Only
so you're
because
stopping,
you become
you're
angry.
Creating,
if
you're
be,
creating,
if you didn't
again,
become angry,
but somebody, right,
if
but
you
wouldn't know
angry,
that until you crossed the
that
other
could
side.
Not stop you if
but
you
again,
didn't
you keep talking, but what you keep doing is talking
here,
from
Daniel,
a side of already
Daniel,
knowing.
Daniel.
Yes.
Calm down.
That's you. You keep interrupting while I'm speaking, so that's you who should take your own advice.
Damn.
You're speaking while I'm trying to speak.
What you're saying is not black, true,
you're
though.
You're saying you're black and slow, and I'm trying to help you.
No, take I don't need help. Help.
Oh, you do need help. You're black and slow.
I know I want to stay black and slow.
Again, you're yelling. You're cutting me off. we're trying to have a dialogue. You're saying you don't understand something. You called in the white man to give you help, and you're still objectively talking over someone.
Did you agree with
and
Daniel?
And you're also saying that
Hold
you don't
on,
understand.
Hold on, Daniel. Did you agree with Daniel? What do you think? He may be making sense. I'm just not getting it.
I didn't agree with the commandeering of the word racism.
Right.
Because it's cute, but no, I didn't agree. And I don't necessarily agree with the notion that you're harming somebody's race toward God, because she's not even trying to race towards God.
Right. Also,
well, they don't know that.
Also, she's think that you're a good too, person.
Like, also, if racism doesn't even exist at all,
most people,
it's not even, it's just a made up word. It doesn't even exist. How can you take racism and use it for something? You know what I mean? That's the word that the children of Satan use to deceive you. A word
you
that
heard.
Is made up and is not even real. So why would any son or daughter of God use racism for any example?
Well, because you're living in a world where people identify with that word. So being
that
able
don't
to
mean
then
you should use it, though.
Excuse me, sir.
He reminds me of
Ronnie. If then people
Ronnie
are starting
Ohio.
To use it.
Who is that?
Ronnie. From Ohio?
Oh, my friend Ronnie.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah, I can never forget Ronnie. Daniel, thank you, man. I got to run.
No problem.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
All right.
888-775-3773. I wanted to go to Henry, but I don't know where he... The whole thing is full, and I don't see what...
How to handle thoughts throughout the day.
Oh. What's his name? Derek,
you wrote too many words.
You
it's filled up.
Man. It's filled all the way up. I can't even see it. Henry out of New York, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Henry.
It was kind of wild, that phone call. previous, I feel like, you know, I feel like one of them comedians going on behind somebody. It's like, wow, I don't want to go on behind that guy.
amazing.
You know me. What I've, you know, with Paul before, and I, you know, and I've been applying many of the things. And what I wanted to talk about today is something you have mentioned a lot. And you have, when you talk about the past, you talk about what you went through. You talk about the days when, you know, you didn't seem like you were going to make it. You were feeling drained. I'm going through this. I'm applying the work, but I'm awed by how huge it is. You know, like it never ends. Okay, and many times when I'm listening to the show, I'm understanding the principle. So I wanted to ask, you know, how people do. And want to ask, you know, what does a day, you know, so the thoughts are coming to you all day long, the opportunities, you know, and you're applying this when the thought comes in, a thought comes in that you know is not you. And you say to that moment over and over, this is not me. I mean, you know, like, because you say that all thoughts are all lies all the time. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I'm awed by is how many thoughts keep coming.
Yeah.
You know, and you're you know, the feelings of when you're going through a life challenge, the feelings of loneliness and the feelings of, you know, on support and family members, and you're living in a world when you're not like a lot of other. I'm black, by the way.
He black. You sound white.
I'm black. I'm a third white though. I got some white in me. But you know, I'm living in the world and you're alone because, you know, no one thinks like I do.
Right.
No one sees God or is attempting to feel God as I feel it.
Service.
I don't want to argue with people.
Oh,
I love what you say about
it. Hold
anger.
On, buddy. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Gotcha, man.
Hold on. Don't hang up. 888-77, just a quick break. Back in a moment. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. I do shout outs for you. Personal shout outs. Birthdays, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Announcement, oh, getting married, whatever, right? Engage. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or you can, there's a second one now called shoutout.fans, F-A-N-S. Shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. And check out our merch. You know, I mentioned in the first hour, if you miss it, make sure you podcast. Last night, the president celebrated the Great American State Fair. They started last night. It was amazing. Really, it was America. And I'm so glad. As a kid, I wanted to be a part of it. I am. And I felt the American thing again. Thank God that I am alive while this president is alive and making America great again. And not only that, folks, I am now on a silver coin. My faith is on a silver coin as a part. And another silver coin, you can invest in silver, right? 0.99999, real silver. Watch is that. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. And not only, right, and right now we're giving, as a way of saying thanks, we're giving you a silver 1 ounce flag. It's a coin. And here are, show the picture of it. And for the 10th person that purchased the silver coin, you know you can invest in silver, right? So you can't go wrong. Silver and gold. Look at that beautiful silver coin. The 10th person that purchased the face coin with my face on it, you get that to commemorate 250 years of America. Read the restriction thing, Nick.
Of course. This is a special bonus offer for the American Hope coin. And the 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin as our complimentary gift. It's not a raffle or drawing. It's just going to the 10th completed purchaser. This promotion is valid while supplies last. One bonus flat coin is available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And then check out the Punchy's Coffee. The coffee is really good, folks. I have my own coffee. I hear from people everywhere. Punchy, your coffee is delicious. It is delicious. And we're going to show it here in a minute. There you go. Punchy's Coffee is good. And then my books are amazing, amazing books. And I will sign them, absolutely. And people say, will you sign it? Yes, to whomever you like. My books. Right now, the antidote is only online. Do you call it online or do you have another name for it?
You mean an e-book?
E-book, yeah. E-book for the antidote. And the seven guaranteed steps to family, spiritual, finances, success guide, a little seven step to success. If you do them, you got to do them. Be a doer of the word, not just a talker of the word or hear. You got to do it. You will not regret it. And then we have the scam, how the black leadership exploits black America. And from rage to responsibility. Amazing. And so the mugs and the shirts and all that, folks, check it out. Every dime goes back to doing the work here as well. So you're helping in all kinds of ways. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? And don't forget to like the videos. I want to go quickly back to Henry out of New York. And Henry was asking about thoughts. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah. I was just, like, you know, wanting to talk more about the application of the principle and how grueling you can be. And, you know, what are you, when you're going through the day, and you walk into a situation, like I was told you before, my mom had passed away, and there's feelings of grief, going out into the world, recreating a life, blah, blah, blah. You say no thoughts. But I'd like sometime for you to talk about how a day looks like when you went through stuff. You know, I wish you had some kind of words that you could say when crazy thoughts come, and you say, you know, because you know, something it would trigger you. You know, y'all would make up some words like that would, you know, remind you, because, you know, on a serious tip, it gets grueling. You know, thoughts of futility and fear, you know, come up. And I feel like, am I doing it wrong? Is it not working? Because my ego expects, once I understand the principle, these things will change very quickly. And I noticed that it takes a tremendous amount of work. So my question was, you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, how the work can be sometime, and how I know you say stick with it, but sometimes talk about, you know, like, you know, how you know, some people can experience quite a lot of pain. I hear it sometimes when I listen to church. I hear it in the people's voices that they're going through a lot, and I don't want to talk about negative things, but sometimes, you know, I just want to, you know, kind of make sure that I'm not doing the whole thing improperly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I want you to know is that all those thoughts that you're having, you've always been having those thoughts. It's just that you were not aware that you were having those thoughts. You didn't know that it was that many, and you didn't know they were coming that often because you were in the darkness and you couldn't see. You and the thought were one. And so now the only difference is that you are now, the light is shining in you, and you are aware that you're having all these different thoughts all day long, fear, sadness, and worry, and all that. You are aware of it. And so all you got to do is just be aware of them. don't take any pride in them. Don't take any feel sad or bad about them, because you're just taking on another forms of false identities if you do. All you need to do now is just be aware of them. And if they are so heavy that it feels like you can't even function, it's only because you didn't catch them before they fell into the emotion. You cannot have any form of emotion without a thought. And so all you did was not catch it. When you feel overwhelming, you just don't want to go to work, or you don't want to be around anyone, you just want to cry. It's only because you're into a thought. So I highly recommend, Henry, all you do, no matter how heavy it gets, in your weakness, you're being made strong. But you can't do it. The Spirit of Truth has to do it for you, because you can't change anything. So just be aware of it. Do nothing about it. Don't complain about it. Don't go with the lie, when will this all end? This is too much. I can't handle this. It's all lies. Just be aware, and you'll be fine.
All right. I appreciate that, brother.
All through the day, when you get caught up in a thought, just come back to you, become aware of your body or in the present. Be aware of your surrounding. Just come, bring those thoughts back to the present. Be aware. That's all you need to do.
Got you, brother.
Does that help?
Well, all right. Oh, yeah, man. That's exactly what I needed to hear. You know, I mean, I understand some things, but, you know, like, you know, when you're dumb and slow, you know, sometimes it takes a while, you know.
But you're fortunate, and now you're going to discover your weakness, because you will see that I can't do anything about this. There's nothing I can do about these thoughts. There's nothing I can do about anything. And surrender, meaning don't try to make it happen. Don't do anything. Just be weak. Okay. And being weak, as I said, without thinking about it, I'm being made strong. You are being made strong, but don't think about that either. Otherwise, become another thought, another false identity.
Right. Bring it back to the present.
Yes.
Bring it back to the body. You know, your breath, your breathing, you're in the moment.
Absolutely. That's all you need to do all day long, right. And that's what it means to die daily, is that you're quietly seeing those thoughts without even anyone else around you realize you're doing that, and in doing that, you're dying from them, and then
die daily, and
even if it's like really, really overwhelming, just relax in it. Take the pain, but don't resent the pain. Don't call the pain you. Just take it and go through hell, and heaven is right on the other side.
Right. All right, brother.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Shoot, brother. Yes, and then some.
Right on.
I'm trying to do it. I try to give myself other times in the day when I do that same thing. I have to, because I feel like I'm losing it, you know. So twice a day isn't enough sometimes. Just saying.
You're right. That's why the Spirit of Truth said to pray without ceasing. And what he's referred to, always be present. Because when you are present, you are walking in the light. You and God are one. You have the same spirit that Christ had and has. You would know what Christ knew when you were walking in the present.
Yes, and let life unfold, right? Yes. Without any goals, without any, you know, trying to make something particular happen or afraid of anything particular happen, just kind of let life unfold.
100%.
All right.
100%.
Okay. All right, brother.
All right.
Well, that's it. You say like that Spike Lee movie, say, I got it, I'm gone.
Stay with it.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bye.
Talk to you later, man.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-77. Jesse, let me go all the way over to Norway, her around the world, and talk to Olaf. Olaf, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I just wanted to ask about Matthew 27:46.
Okay.
Why do you think Jesus said God, why have you forsaken me?
In all honesty, I'm not for sure now if he said that. I think that's made up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Because God never forsake you. God never leave you. The Spirit of Truth never leave you. It's you that walk away from it when you go back into your imagination, into thoughts.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that we don't have any free will. So if you did say that, I mean, it must have been something clever from God Himself.
Yeah, the Bible has been rewritten and be reworded and been so changed. Now there is some truth still in there, but a lot of the things in the Bible are not real. They've been made up by man.
Yeah, I mean, but it is in the Bible in
right.
two books.
It is in the Bible, but I'm not sure.
It's also in Mark 15:34. I'm not saying like
right.
I know everything, but I'm just saying like it is in two books. So I just wanted to ask about.
I know that
about it because of that reason.
But wondering that one thing I do know for sure for myself is that when you go into thoughts and you fall and they fall into emotions, bad or good emotions. It feels like God has left you then, forsaking you. But it was you that left God by identifying with the thoughts and the feelings. And so if Christ said that, that must have been he went into the darkness.
But that doesn't sound likely, though.
Right. That's me. I don't know if that.
If it happened.
I don't know
if Christ, it happened. It was,
yeah. I don't
it
know.
It must have been some. Yeah.
I don't know if Christ really said that. And he may have. But I do know that when he died on the cross, it wasn't about the blood and all that stuff that people tell you. It was about showing you how human beings
I completely forgot about that line. I completely forgot
about it. It's about showing you how evil people are, that they're trying to kill you because they hate the truth. And they don't want to get out.
Jesse, how did you enjoy your sweet potato cake?
It was so good. It made me want to slap my mama. Have you ever had sweet potato cake?
No, but if I go to the U.S., I'm probably going to try the sweet potato pie.
You owe it to yourself if you do come.
All right. But listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. But listen, you just I bought you a book. Actually, I bought the 7 Guaranteed Steps. I just bought it right now.
Right on, man. If you do it, it's going to be amazing, all right? You got to do it. I appreciate that.
All right, cool, man. But listen, you take care.
I will. Good hearing from all the way from Norway. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Norway's man. With you.
Right on. There you go. Thank you.
All right, I see you.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Let me go to... Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
I don't know if you saw the Great White Hope is introducing a nationwide right to carry your gun for everyone in the United States. So I'm really proud of that. He's done a good thing for once. I always criticize the Great White Hope quite often, but the Muslimification of Europe and the United States, where all these invaders are coming in, they're going to be quite eyes wide open when they see everybody in this country is carrying a gun on their side, on their hip. Not a sword, a gun.
And when did he do that?
Well, it's just been proposed. He's just drawing it up right now. But
right on.
Like, he's real close to getting it done. He's got to pass a couple of things, but I think that would take a lot of the crime out of the situation. Just look like in,
I agree.
Or if you look in California or Chicago or all these places, these people just mug you like it's nothing. they're allowed to carry a knife and gut you like a deer. As soon as we start carrying a Glock on our hip and start popping a few caps in their head, I think the crime rate and the invader rate in this country is going to drop.
It will. Absolutely. I didn't know he was doing that, but I'm not surprised to hear this. Did you see last night the beginning of the Great American State Fair celebration?
I didn't get a chance. No, I didn't see that.
Brady, make sure you go and watch that.
What's it called again?
Great American State Fair event last night.
Okay.
It's gonna make you, it was the kickoff last night, and it's going to make you, I mean, the word proud to be an American doesn't even describe what's going to happen when you watch that, all right?
Well, good. I'm glad because, you know, one thing that Trump is finally distancing himself from Israel. You know, the most hated place in the world right now.
Trump is not distancing himself from Israel.
Well, he's distancing himself from Bibi. He's getting away from the
country. No, he's not. He's not doing that either.
Well, they're not stopping their aggression in Lebanon.
But I know, but Trump disagrees. It appears that he knows that Israel has to defend itself, but he wants them to stop so they can get this contract thing done and stuff like that. But he is not distancing himself from Israel, and he's not distancing himself from the Dream Team.
Well, you know, what I'd like to see, though...
Do you understand that, though? Don't be saying that. It's not true.
I mean, you get your news from Fox News, Jesse.
No, do you understand... Brady, do you understand the president is not distancing himself from Israel or...
I think he
or
is.
Or the Dream you know, Team.
He's not going to tell you everything
Israel.
That he... Israel stands for ISIS, Ra, and L.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's wishful thinking.
Well, what does it stand for, then?
Love.
Oh, my God. Oh, the mass genociders stand for love. I love it.
It stands for love, buddy. You love Israel?
I bet they think that in Palestine, don't they? The Jews
love,
are so
Do you love
lovely.
Israel?
No, I love the Palestinians 10 times more.
No, you don't love anyone then.
No, I love lots of people,
no,
but I don't
you
just...
Love,
I don't...
If you don't love all, one thing for sure, you love none. And
it's
that's
not good
sure.
to love the devil.
That's
Stay away
sure.
from the devil. Don't love the devil.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
All right. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. When I come back to your calls and super chat, hate news, not the fake news, one more hour to go. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. The 25th of June, AD 2026. Hang on, callers. By the way, there is one line open. Those of you who have not called in yet or who have not gotten on air yet today, you're free to call in right now, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the Hake Report. That's my show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. And then American Anchor Baby, 11 to 1 Pacific. All right? So cool. And Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on the Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. Check it out. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on these war powers. You know, he is building the wall. Trump is building the wall, and he's pushing hard to build the wall and finish the wall, right? Like no other man ever. Shout out. There's a hurdle of land acquisition. Extending the wall requires it seizing property owned, privately owned land, primarily in Texas, Tejas. Let's hope that they are patriotic Americans who see that, and they don't want illegals crossing into their land for the most part, who see the need for the wall. War powers, though, a day after voting to limit President Donald J. Trump's Iran war powers, the Senate walked back its rebuke, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. It was a late-night vote on Wednesday, yesterday, came after Trump expressed frustration with Senate Republicans, arguing that Congress had undermined his position at the negotiating table with Iran. Duh! What a mess. Anyway, contraband. The Justice Department has announced charges in a quote-unquote sophisticated criminal operation that it says used high-powered drones to deliver weapons, drugs, cell phones, and escape tools into prisons in East Coast states. Wow. Authorities say the rogue drone operation led out of a former daycare in Georgia was a staging ground where multiple drones were launched on covert missions to deliver the contraband by air to 10 federal prisons at night. Whoa. Really? Anyway, Taylor Swift is going to get married to Travis Kelce. Some people pronounce it Kelsey because these Kelces are too weak to correct anybody. It's kind of like Hake answering to Hank. Or James Hake answering to Jake Hake. What's her name? Going by, Chrissy Teigen. It's Teigen, not Teigen. But she's too weak to correct anybody. But anyway, they're going to get married in maybe New York City's Madison Square Garden. Not sure. But the evidence is looking oddly compelling, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. I'm sure you were champing at the bit. Or chomping at the bit, champing, to get that news. Nike has some mind-altering shoes flying off the shelves. And I disclaim, Nike's mind shoe range has rapidly sold out across the worldwide release, with buyers eager to get their hands on neuroscience-based footwear. No endorsement implied, nor opposition. And speaking of opposition and endorsement, Ben & Jerry's has this flavor called milk and honey, and it's stirring debate. Is it a political pint? Are they Israel people? Or Israel was the land of milk and honey, right? The land of Canaan? I don't know. I don't even know. Anyway, Venezuela is reeling after that powerful, those twin earthquakes. And I was thinking, I forgot that Venezuela was where Trump sent the military down to go get Maduro. Acting President Delcy Rodriguez says the powerful back-to-back earthquakes on Wednesday evening killed at least 164 people and injured close to 1,000. God's judgment? I'm totally kidding around. Maybe that's too soon to joke around like that. Pardon me. Inappropriate. Anyway, it's a 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes. Crazy. I told you about that last hour. I'm James Hake, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday already and again. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? An amazing question for those men and women who want to know themselves. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And by the way, don't forget to like these videos. If you got to run around, but you would like to listen to the show as it's live, you still can do it. Podcast the show and then go to your phone and still do what you're doing while listening on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Fire. Fire. I don't hear your faith. A spiritual battle. I want to go back to the phones that I had something that I wanted my expert to explain to me. All right. But first, let me go to Clay out of Massachusetts. Clay, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, Clay.
So I just had a quick question.
You're not on a speaker or anything, right?
Oh, yeah, I am. Let me get off speaker real quick.
What the?
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, ahead. So I just had a quick question.
All right.
I just wanted to know, like, is there any examples you could give of a father being a bad father?
Yes.
So what kind of situations would you consider, like, a father being a bad father?
A father that...
Or should I give you the...
A father who...
Or should I give you... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Or should I give you an example of something that's happening to, like, a friend of mine, and I'm just wondering, like, would that qualify his father as a bad father?
Okay. Don't say his name since it's not him. Go ahead.
Oh, of course. So I just have a friend. he keeps reaching out to his father, and it doesn't seem like his father wants to have any kind of relationship with him. Of course, their mother and their father not together. So I'm just wondering, like, would that make his father a bad father?
Why is he reaching out to him? Is he reaching out to... Oh, let me first ask, how old is your friend?
He's 35.
Is he reaching out to forgive his father and find out why he wasn't there? Or he reaching out to sound like his mama, yell and judge at the father?
From what we talked about, it seems like he wants to reach out to his father to have a relationship with him and like you said, forgive him instead of like just trying to chastise him. And
oh, good.
He wants to find out why his father wasn't there.
Well, so here's what I suggest. Tell him to try to reach him, and if he can, either by in person or phone call. And when he does, and if he reaches him, ask his father what happened, and then forgive the father. Because the fathers love children. They just don't know how to deal with the mother of the children because they made the mother their god, and they can't handle their god. But they love their children, so I don't know why the father's not returning his reach out. Father may not even be hearing about it or whatever, but let's say the father doesn't return the call or anything, then he should forgive his father anyway, realize that his father cannot help himself. That way he will still be, he will become one with God, and his whole soul will be completed. There will be no emptiness. There will be no loss, nothing. He'll be fine.
Okay, so that doesn't make his father bad if, like, he reaches out, maybe his father answers, and he's like, oh, I don't want anything to do with you.
Right.
Okay. So it's basically like his father just can't help himself.
100%.
Correct?
The father or the mother cannot help themselves. And so the same thing that's driving the man, that your friend that want to reach out to the father, is what driving the father. So he just can't help it. So don't judge him. Forgive him. And the son would be free no matter what the father, whether the father reach out or not, return or not.
Okay. All right. Yep. That's the only question I had, so.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Philip out of Missouri. Philip, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing? You well?
All is well, Philip.
All's well over here. I had a question for you, man. I bought a place out in Holden, Missouri, real peaceful joint. And, yeah, I was wanting to ask you. I know I sit by myself and don't let the thoughts get to me, but I was going to ask you, how much time is, like, too much loneliness? Because I've been out there, got away from the devil woman, and I really enjoy the place. It's very peaceful, but, you know, sometimes I think I'm out there all by myself. I'm going to get cabin fever like Johnny Depp in Secret Window. You know, I'm going to start talking to myself or something. I don't know.
Are you lonely?
At times, I don't feel lonely, but I notice maybe my body is. I'm so used to engaging in work, but now I'm doing this night shift. And I guess you could call it lonely. I just don't have anybody in my life except for God.
Just because I'm alone don't mean I'm alone.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well, are you lonely?
A lot of times, yes. Not all of the time.
And who is lonely?
It'd be the spirit. I don't know. Myself, I guess.
Who is lonely?
Me?
And when you say me, who are you talking about?
Philip Calvert from Kansas City.
That's where you came from. That's your name. But who is lonely? Who is lonely?
This sounds like one of those trick questions you got at your point. I don't know, man. I just sometimes feel that way.
You feel that way?
Sometimes I feel like I'm losing my damn mind out there in them woods.
And what does loneliness feel like?
I guess you're sitting with your own thoughts, which I deny. And I know a lot of those thoughts aren't mine, and most of them aren't. So I just, ever since I started doing the silent prayer and sitting with my thoughts, it's been harder than I thought. If that makes sense.
It does.
Like, I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you.
But what does loneliness feel like?
It just feels like you're the only one on the world. You're the only one on the planet.
My point is, Philip, and this I promise you, there's no such thing as loneliness. Loneliness is just a thought. And because you identify with the thought and react, you feel what they call loneliness. Your body feel pain. You call that loneliness. But I promise you there's no such thing as loneliness. It's just a thought. Let it pass. And are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes even in the daytime,
right,
when I just get a chance at work, I got a truck, so I sit in the truck and try not to let anything get to me. And I do doubt the thoughts all of the time. I don't trust the thoughts.
Right.
And
so when they come about loneliness, just know, no, that's not me. I'm not lonely. And then eventually you would never, ever, ever again experience what they call loneliness, because the thought of it would be gone, would disappear. It's just a thought. It's not even real.
But you know, the Bible Thumpers on Thursday, I got to say it, they want you to get involved in the community. I've been to the Hooping and Hollering churches.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the best method. Like, it's okay. I've been there a couple times. Not my favorite joint. You know, it's not my favorite thing.
Why do you go? It's a waste of time.
That's what I think.
Personally, so why do you go?
I guess because I'm just by myself so much, I want to hear another voice. Like, you start going, that's your dang mind.
Well, if you want to go,
that's
go.
But
don't go trying to get a sense of identity. Don't use them like you're using a drug just to make yourself feel better.
That makes sense.
Who that lady?
I had to walk in the gas station to get a gallon of water because I got to do another night shift.
Okay. I thought it was me.
Yeah, no.
Shout out to me.
Yeah. I don't have that much money right now, but yeah, someday.
But listen, just when that thought comes, just be aware of it. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't start looking for somewhere to cover up the pain. You go through the hell of it. And I'm telling you, if you're by yourself, you're never alone. If you're with a crowd, you're never alone. If you're with someone out there with you, you're never alone. You're going to be fine, I promise you, if you let this pass or you can die from it. It's just an illusion.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, the thoughts of women and trying to, I'm just ignoring them.
Right.
And I think that's the best bet.
It is.
Because that's honestly, I'm just trying to get over that.
Yeah, and don't fight with the thoughts. Don't argue with them. Don't cooperate with the temptation of thoughts at all. No cooperation from you, meaning you don't call them you, you don't fight, you don't overreact, you don't do anything about it. They are getting no cooperation from you. They have to leave. They have no other choice but to leave you and go make a home somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. What are you doing on White History Month?
Amazing stuff. I'm glad you mentioned that. The White History Store is now open for T-shirts and mugs and all that, so that people can go to. Is it Jesse Lee Peterson for that too? JesseLeePeterson.com.
Good. I'm going to be celebrating.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
.shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some major stuff coming up for White History. July is White History Folks Month. Our ninth year celebrating White History Month.
It feels white. I'm going to do some barbecuing.
It just feels white.
It really does. I don't know how you came up with it, but Jesse, thank you so much.
All right, Philip, stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. I want my experts to react to this video. I want to see what... I haven't discussed this with them at all, and I want to know what y'all think about it, too. And so for the White History merch, go to jessalynpeterson.shop or jlptalk.com. jessalynpeterson.shop or jlptalk.com. There's this an entrepreneur guy by the name of, I haven't even seen it yet. My producer told me about it this morning. Taylor Welch. Walsh or Welch? W-E-L-C-H.
Welch.
And he says, welcome betrayal. Oh, welcome betrayal as a way to share in Christ's own suffering. Arguing that betrayal doesn't break. Arguing that betrayal doesn't break him, but actually make him more like God. I haven't seen it yet. Watch this from YouTube.
I want to be willing to be brokenhearted the way God is brokenhearted, because God has been betrayed more times than I have been betrayed. And betrayal in some regards makes me more like him. It makes me sad. Jesus was a man of sorrows. It makes me understand God's heart more, because now I get to experience what Jesus experienced when one of his best friends turned him in. So I don't think through betrayal anymore as something that, like, I have to protect myself from. I think that it is something that if it does happen, then it makes me more like the Father.
Interesting. I haven't seen it yet. First time seeing this. Hake is the host of the hatereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. and an expert here on JLP show. And then over there, or it should be over here, is the American Anchor Baby. No, he shouldn't be. I'm just saying. He runs the board. The American Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby at 11, right after the Hake Report from 11 to 1, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show here. Hey, what do you say to that?
It's nice. It's a nice sentiment. I didn't like him saying betrayal makes me sad, but I suppose it does to us, to some of us. And some of us, it makes us mad. I might call my dad. I feel so bad. Sorry. But no, I think he's kind of right. He's getting warmer. I'll say that and shout out.
Okay. Yeah. And he said that he wanted to be like Christ, and that betrayal make him sad, and cause to make Christ
Jesus
sad.
Was called a man of sorrows, or at least in Isaiah they talked about a man of sorrows.
Okay.
In the prophecy about him in the Old Testament.
Oh, that's in the Bible?
Yeah, a man of sorrows.
It's in the Word.
I only what really know it that? Because of Handel's Messiah. The Christmas music? George Friedrich Handel? Anybody?
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm white.
Evidently.
Yeah.
You're too white. And what do you think about what he said?
Accustomed. He was a man of sorrows and accustomed to grief or something like that.
Who?
Jesus.
Amazing.
Why'd they say that in the Bible?
What do you think of?
Like, what's the context, or why do you think they wrote that in there?
Acquainted with grief.
Oh, so like basically just means like so-called bad things happened.
Yeah.
That's all it's saying to me.
Right.
You asked me what I think about it, Jesse?
Yeah. How do you respond to what the young man said?
Makes me think about what you were bringing up earlier about a state of being and that kind of conversation you were having earlier.
Right.
A state of being. I can't help but think when I hear people say, oh, I need to go through pain to get better and how do I put this? To like level up in a sense, go through betrayal and to go through some sadness and all that.
Right.
I can't help when I hear that think that the person is missing something, because that means they're saying that God and Jesus were full of sadness. And they also saying that that God and Jesus are lacking understanding, because I can't see God looking at a person and not realizing, okay, well, that's just evil
and not feeling sad about it.
Can we play that one more time?
Sure. No,
he said he was being like Jesus.
Yeah, to Nick's point before you play it, right. I suppose, I didn't like the feeling that I was getting that maybe he was assigning his emotions to being understanding. When you go through something that causes you to be emotional, right. You think you have understanding, and then you think that you feel like you're maybe closer to God, and this is what God must feel like. If that's what he means, that he's not getting warmer.
So it also sounds like he's not catching his breath.
Letting it go.
Turning his cheek.
For the sake of the show.
For the sake of the show.
But
just because he's alone doesn't mean he's lonely.
Jesus/the suffering servant in Isaiah 53:3 was like despised and rejected.
Amazing.
And that's what happens to, well, kind of everybody. Okay. And if you bear up under that with dignity and get past it.
If you do the ear.
Yeah, then you're like Jesus or something.
Amazing.
Yeah. They're making Christ the God more like him as opposed to him being more like God.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Wow. Now what do you got to say?
Shots fired from it.
You said you wanted to play it again?
Yeah. Yes.
I want to be willing to be brokenhearted the way God is brokenhearted, because God has been betrayed more times than I have been betrayed. And betrayal in some regards makes me more like him. It makes me sad. Jesus was a man of sorrows. It makes me understand God's heart more, because now I get to experience what Jesus experienced when one of his best friends turned him in. So I don't think through betrayal anymore as something that like I have to protect myself from. I think that it is something that if it does happen, then it makes me more like the Father.
Okay. I don't know about this brokenhearted talk, but
do you mend a broken heart?
I don't know. I have to listen to some soul music to find out.
Yeah, what's the next lyric?
Maybe there is no mendation or mending. Sorry.
How do you mend?
What's the next lyric? We'll know.
Broken heart.
Okay, but I did like one thing that he said, that you don't necessarily protect yourself from being betrayed. In that you don't protect you're not trying to protect your feelings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like that part.
What do you say, Anchorman?
I see that now that you mention it. That is something that is a sort of good in something he was saying. But I mean, to respond to Hake, but I feel the same way as before. Just he seems to be making God like him, and that he has to go through heartbreak. It means that God doesn't understand.
Why doesn't
make sense to me.
Right. Why do people think Jesus felt sadness at all when Jesus was all love? And why do people think Jesus felt sad because somebody betrayed him when he was only showing you, by not reacting to it, human nature, and that human nature is evil, and betrayal is part of that? And he knew it wasn't a person doing it to him.
Well, all of the preachers nowadays, practically, and all of the singers, the Christian music and worship music singers, portray that. And people tend to project, we tend to project our emotions on one another and on God.
To Jesus, huh?
Yeah. So it's like intellectual, emotional misunderstanding.
Nick, why do people think Jesus was all sad or crying or felt any loss when Jesus was whole and in him nothing was missing?
Because they're sad and crying. It has to be that, because it just has to be that.
But Jesus was none of those things. He came to tell us, that's not who we are either, that death has been conquered and that we are free. And that we are now sons and daughters of God. So come on back home to the Father, and things are fine. Jesus, he was showing us how wicked human nature is, because human nature is of the devil, and you can't trust human beings, because all human beings are angry, and they cannot be trusted. Why would he cry over that when he already knew what was going to happen?
Good question. I wonder the same thing. That's what I was wondering too, because you might cry. You might get sad if someone betrays you because you thought they were your friend and all that. But when I think about God, I'm like, he knows all that. He knows.
Well, when you return to the Father by overcoming anger, if someone betrays you, you won't feel anything about it at all. You will wish them well. You will pray for your enemy, and you won't feel anything about it because you understand it's not them. It's something that made a home in them. Jesus didn't cry. Jesus wasn't all sad. He wasn't beta. He was whole. How can you be of the Father and still cry? You know what I mean? Or feel a loss or anything. When you're whole, there's nothing to lose. So he's not being like Jesus. He may think he's being like Jesus, like Hate said. That's what they're teaching him, but that's not like Jesus. Nobody bothered and touched Jesus about anything. That's amazing. One other quick reaction, then I want to go back to the call.
Can I jump in with one last quick thing? It's a side note.
Yes.
I don't know if it's directly. You know how Jesus.
You're not being like Jesus, folks, when you cry, you carry on, be beta. When you judge, when you have fear, and when you think that you're just a human being. But anyway, go ahead.
Jesus was spit on.
Spat.
I don't think it's spat on. People spat on Jesus.
Right.
But he was spit on.
Okay.
But meanwhile, the Christians are mad that the Jews are spitting on Christians in Israel.
Christians are mad. That's a good point.
You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? You think you're better than Jesus? You shouldn't be spit on?
That's interesting.
Jesus didn't judge them. He said, forgive them.
Amazing.
Anyway.
He said, crucified. Forgive them.
Yeah.
And all things forgive.
Yeah.
And Jesus was of love. And non-judgmental at all. Why would he be sad or cry and carry on or be emotional? He's not one with the devil. He conquered the devil. You got to be one with the devil to be all that kind of stuff. He was slandered, everything. But he didn't feel nothing about it. And then he said, I'm the Son of God. And then they stoned him, threw a stone at him. He was like, what the? Let me get out of here. These nigger rah-rah.
Did Jesus, when they say he wept, it was because just one time, right?
He never wept.
Or whatever. They say that.
They lied.
I think if I remember the story correct, it was over because people didn't understand.
Right.
And that's totally different than crying over the things that they're talking about here.
Yeah, but I doubt if he cried the way they say he cried. Otherwise, he would have to have that song, I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now your time to cry over me.
All right. Let's move forward.
Don't be jealous. This is another video that popped up. I guess people have forgotten about it. I don't even remember it. Resurfaced 2019 clip shows Terry Crews on Mike Tyson's podcast recounting how he beat his abusive alcoholic father for hours. As a result, after his father, for hours as an adult, after his father hit his mother, Crews said the beating left him feeling empty and unfulfilled. When I come back from this break, we'll play that, and then your phone calls and super chat. Stretch office open on pills.net. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Breaking news first. Remember, you heard it here first.
The Supreme Court, Alpha. The Supreme Court gives Trump, according to CNN, live updates. The Supreme Court gives Trump two major wins on two immigration cases. The justices ruled the president can end temporary protections from deportation for some foreign nationals and can restart a controversial asylum policy. And that's out right now.
Amazing. Congratulations, Mr. President. Making America great again. Y'all better be thanking Mr. President. Thank God first, and then thank you, Mr. President. It's amazing. But announcement. The make sure you donate to us. We're still updating equipment and fixing things around here, paying bills, light, gas, and bills and stuff, and payroll. So we need your support. All right, don't forget to donate. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, or joptalk.com. JLPTalk.com, or scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. At least let's get up to 50,000 today. All right. Let's get up to 50,000 so we can just get some of this stuff completed. And go, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can mail it in. Check a money order out to Bond and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And if you missed all that, call 800-411-BOND. You can donate there or get more information. One last thing, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and decreed to arise. I talked to Z Sanchez, and she is a Democratic strategist and the founder of the UNF America Tour. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you say un-F America, what does that mean?
We think that America's f***ed right now, and we're trying to un-f*** it.
What the?
Trump has been in for 18 months, and it's been an absolute disaster every step of the way.
What is right-wing extremism?
I think that they want to, like, take over every seat, fully rule Congress with Christian nationalists. I think that's their end goal.
July is White History Month. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
July just feels white. The Fall of State tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. And last but not least, you can support the Fall of State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals, Jesse Lee Peterson, www.locals.com. So I want to play this song by real fast and then get to your calls. Our resurfaced video from 2019 from X where Terry Crews, T-E-R-R-Y, Crews, was on Mike Tyson's podcast, and he recounted a time that he told Hoppo to beat me, his alcoholic father, and he felt bad later. He never felt fulfilled. Watch this from X.
My whole life, I was scared of my father. I peed in the bed. I was 14 years old. But this is the thing. I became a grown man. And I said, look, I'm going to bring my family home. I'm going to bring my kids home for Christmas. I'd played in the NFL. I had done this thing. I said, listen, I'm going to bring my kids home for Christmas. I said, please, please, just don't act up. Just please. My kids have never seen it. I'm hanging out with my wife. We about to go out. My kids are left at my home. Man, I get a call from my aunt. Oh, my God, my God. He hit your mama in the face. He knocked her tooth sideways. He knocked her tooth loose. I said, what? Are you kidding me? Like, I spent my whole life trying to keep my kids out of this. And all of a sudden, I bring you home one time. I just ask you, you promise me you're not going to trip? And he just did that to show me he could do whatever he wanted to do. I said, take the kids to the aunt's house. I dropped my wife off at the aunt's house, drove to the house. I had went home. He was still there. I said, man, it's me and you. And I beat his for hours. What blew me away, though, I thought I would feel some satisfaction from that. I thought I would get some sort of release. And I got nothing. Man, look, I was sitting there like, this don't work, dog. This don't work. I got revenge. Wait, I got all the revenge I wanted. He was lying there talking about doing him, please, please. All this beating people ass stuff, it don't work.
I guess he didn't know about Romans 17. Repay no one evil for evil. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thoughts to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Amazing. And Romans also said, to the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him some water or something to drink, even if a little red wine. No, I'm playing. No wine. Give him something to drink. For by so doing, well, burn coals on his head. For by so doing, you will heap burning coal on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You got to love. Fighting somebody is not going to hear you. As a matter of fact, when you're doing that to someone else, you are doing it to yourself. Right away, what you put out, come back on you. Because you have no love. If you put out love, you get love back. And love means it's not an emotion. If you have emotional love, you're evil. If you feel emotion, you're evil. What do you think about what Ted said right there? Anchor Baby.
Sounds like the truth. As in, when he saw that he was left empty.
Right. He thought he was going to feel better. But it wasn't the answer. That's very interesting.
Super.
Amazing. What did you say, hey?
Playing God, thinking he was going to teach his dad a lesson.
Yeah. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Yeah.
That was from 2019. It's a resurfaced clip.
Right.
Yeah.
2019 from X, a resurfaced clip. I was on that podcast show, too. They nice. Never did show it. Because this man, Tyson, he just opened it. Oh, he was like really honored with me. He was a grin all the way. Nice. I guess I don't know what's going to happen. But let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Can you hear me okay?
It sounds kind of, it's not really clear.
Well,
okay,
you kind of picked me up kind of, you picked me up kind of sudden, so I got to pull on over here. I don't want to be breaking the law, you know.
Okay.
But today is an amazing day, is it not?
Oh, every day, but you're right, absolutely.
I knew nothing about that Washington, D.C. State National Fair. That's amazing. Is that supposed to go on until the 4th of July?
Yes.
William,
that's
night.
Amazing that the word wasn't out that they're going to be celebrating this thing on Monday night. It was the beginning of it. The Great American State Fair. You would think everyone would have known about it, but a lot of media didn't even report on it, and they didn't show it.
Well, and I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm on the road a lot. I work. I'm a delivery driver, you know, so I get my news from you guys, actually. It was the hate news, not the fake news, you know?
That's right.
So,
right on.
So, yeah, I wanted to answer the biblical question. It was, man, I went back and forth. Jesse, I ain't going to lie.
Can you know and, God and reject him?
So I thought yes, then I went no, then yes, but I think I'm going to land on you cannot know God and reject him.
And why do you say you cannot?
Because if you know God, you know truth. And if you are of God and you're one of his kids, you cannot reject him, which would explain why Satan did what he did, because iniquity was found in him, and he was a liar and deceiver from the beginning. So I can't remember my birth, but I believe as children we are innocent. We are naturally alive. We take in the world, but unfortunately when we take in the world, some kids' environments are not the best, right?
Yeah.
So you are a product of your environment. That is, there is truth to that, because a kid doesn't know better, especially when a parent does not teach the ways of God in a loving way from the beginning. Then it's a struggle uphill, and so that's why we have to work on ourselves. And so that's why I stayed listening to you, even though I don't agree with everything. Not all, but most. I do agree with you, Jesse.
Not all, but most.
Mostly, Jesse.
Right.
I would agree.
Right.
So there's my answer. And hey, it might change tomorrow. I might get more information. Right.
Right on.
Well, I'll
put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Well, I'll try to stay present, and you have a blessed rest of your day, and tomorrow's Friday. Can you believe that?
Already.
And I know. So, and again, one day I hope to come down to L.A. and visit y'all, and because that is where I was born, was L.A.
Right on.
And hope to make the drive one day.
Absolutely.
So hang in there, man, and God bless your work, and shout out to Anchor Baby, Bert, Bill, and all those people behind the scenes.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you, William. And I'll put my two cents in. Be careful on the road. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye. Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Drew out of Nevada. Drew, you're on the air.
How you guys doing today?
All is well.
I just had a comment, please.
Okay.
Well, I'm really excited for White History Month, and I find myself getting really, really excited after 3rd of July.
Right on. Amazing. Well, get your hats and your t-shirts at JLP Talk. I mean, JLP Talk.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Jesse Lee Peterson. It's going to be amazing. The 4th of July coming soon. The president celebrating 250 years of America. It's going to be some exciting time this July. Drew. Drew.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be amazing, Drew.
Can I share one last thing?
Yes, sir.
So I remember when I was young, I used to get excited for Christmas, right?
Right.
And, like, excited for other holidays. But now that I'm old and grown, I'm really excited for White History Month. It seems like it's my favorite month. So I want to thank you so much.
Right on. You're welcome. That's amazing. That's a good example, too. You're right about that. Amazing. Thank you, Drew.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Little Lemmy raided the stream over there on Rumble. Thank you, Little Lemmy.
Thank you. Amazing.
Biggie Bullocks, who is bigger, Beta? So-and-so, previous guest, very liberal, on the Jason Lee Peterson, on the Fallen State or Jason Lee Peterson show? Or Brian Shapiro, the recent Fallen State guest, who called you a bunch of names?
Oh, I don't know. Beta is Beta.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
There is no difference.
Yeah.
We are all equal. See you on Butter Coffee. That's the correct answer, Jesse, on who would be your wife if you did have one.
Right on.
From the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you.
And Sion says, 100 emoji. Love you back.
Right on. Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Half Black Tony, you can't have any form of emotion without a thought. That's deep.
Yeah. You cannot, and this I promise you, you cannot have emotions without a thought. So-called feel-good emotion or bad emotion. They both are bad, they both are wrong, and they're not natural, and it's not your natural state of being. They're evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, did I just hear Jerome from New Jersey admit Satan is better than God?
No, I didn't know what he meant by that.
That boy literally proved your point about woman's spirit, the woman's spirit being from hell, because that's exactly what he has, the woman's spirit, says Charles.
Amazing. Thank you. I didn't quite know what he meant when he said that, to be honest.
It reminded me of that radical communist type of guy, Saul Alinsky, who wrote this book, Rules for Radicals, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were associated with.
Right.
Him. And he had this epilogue or dedication to Lucifer, the first radical who rebelled against God.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. Marcus G.
Thank you.
Every man nowadays want to be in their feelings except for baby Jessica's daddy. And thinking Jesus was in his feelings. Bunch of betas. Laughing face. Shout out, betas.
You know you got to be out of your mind if you think Jesus was emotional. What the? And the Father and the Son were one, and you think he was emotional? Why would he be emotional if he already connected to the Father? Amazing. Thank you.
Lalo on X quotes Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Lalo
on
X.
Thank you.
For some reason, we can't chat on the web browser, only through the app. So it's some glitch on X's end.
Okay.
So we're not able to chat with you guys. But anyway, JV, the great biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
Yes, you can know God and still reject him. Satan knew God better than any of us and still rejected him, according to J.V. the Great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Jamie, biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
According to Christian teaching, knowing God involves a personal relationship with him through Jesus Christ, and rejecting him means rejecting that relationship. Duck, duck, go. Duck, duck, go is like a search browser. It's kind of like Googling it.
Oh, amazing.
I'm shaking my head in judgment of Jamie, but thank you.
And, thank you, Jamie.
And Jamie quotes this old 80s, early 90s song, I'm too something for my shirt, so something, it hurts. But he didn't type out something. I put something to clean it up for my sake. I don't know if, pardon me for butchering your super chat.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie, right?
Yeah, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing.
JV, the great continuation of the biblical answer. And the Israelites rejected God, and they had firsthand knowledge and experiences with him, including walking with God's prophets. They still rejected God numerous times, per J.V. the Great.
Amazing. Thank you, J.V. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
I'm tempted to argue with J.V., and it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Can I argue with him before I read the last super chat?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says anyone who does not love does not know God, nor has he ever seen God. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Word.
It's a fact.
Everybody in the Word. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
But nice.
But and, what?
But he did mention that they had the opportunity to know him for sure.
Right.
And he, biblical question answer, no, you cannot know the Father and reject him. Once you know you are loved, real love cannot be rejected. Adam didn't know, quote unquote, the Father, because if he did, he wouldn't have needed love from a counterfeit source, a woman. Jesus knew the Father, which was why he needed no man or woman. He was full of the Father's all-consuming love, says and Heat.
Amazing. Thank you, and Heat. I put my two cents in Sunday.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Shout out to the members and the supporters, the monthly subscribers.
Thank you all. Shout out members and supporters. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
Amazing. There's this pastor that's, I guess he had a fight with somebody. Watch this from WAFB and the Advocate. Pastor Terry Spell, the leader of Life Tabernacle Church in Central. In Central? Is facing a felony charge for allegedly beating up his neighbor, 20-year-old son. Watch this from WAFB.
Good evening to you, friends. A well-known pastor has found himself in the headlines again and behind bars once again. Pastor Tony Spell gained national attention during the COVID-19 pandemic after publicly defying the public health restrictions.
Now he's facing a felony charge after investigators say he fought and beat up a man near his church in Central after the man reportedly cursed at him.
Hey guys, our cameras were rolling as Pastor Tony Spell bonded out of jail and spoke publicly for the first time.
Pastor Tony Spell is typically a man of many words on any given day of the week. But this time, he's choosing not to say much after spending a few hours behind bars and bonding out of jail. Our cameras were rolling moments after he was released.
I have no comment. I'll be in court. Court date is set for September 15th.
Spell was arrested after investigators say he punched and beat a young man in Central, and it was all caught on camera. Surveillance video near Life Tabernacle Church appears to show punches being thrown before both men fall to the ground. Moments earlier, another video provided by the victim's father appears to show Spell running across the street toward the young man, but the video does not contain any sound. Spell was eventually arrested and charged with second-degree battery. These photos, provided by the victim's dad, Scott Sherwin, show the injuries his son suffered after the fight, where he needed 5 stitches in his chin. He also told the WAFB I-team, there's been a long-standing feud between his family and Spell.
That's in Central Louisiana, east of Baton Rouge Parish. I bet that boy will be cussing at another pastor. What the hell, if it's true, according to the arresting document, the alleged victim told investigation he shouted a profanity at Spell before the fight started. Watch this.
And even though it's not completely clear how and why everything started, according to arrest documents, the alleged victim told investigators he shouted a profanity at Spell before the fight started.
Truth will come out in court.
With blood still visible on his face, and a criminal charge now hanging over him, Spill appeared focused on something else.
I'm heading to the pulpit right now. I've got a red-hot sermon ready.
I bet you do. And the Reverend Tony Spill stood on the step of his church and center on Wednesday. Here's what he had to say.
I'm going to give you a statement of the events that occurred on yesterday, June the 23rd, 2026. At approximately 9 a.m., I'm out on the church parking lot. There I'm working on one of our Sunday school buses. We have a large bus fleet. So while I'm working on our bus fleet, the individual across the street, one of the men across the street, is walking up and down the shoulder. And while this individual is walking up and down the shoulder of the road, he's shouting vulgarities, profanities, and very nasty words towards my person. He said, Tony, I'm quoting him. He said, Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape all of your grandchildren. And he said, the next time you go out of town, I'm going to kill them. And what the F are you going to do about it? End quote. This has gone on for years now. Behind me are several witnesses who can attest to what was said. They have made numerous complaints to the police and the sheriff's department. There's not a person that's come to this church that's standing behind me in this meeting today who hasn't been called the racial slurs of the N-word. Their children have been screamed and shouted with vulgarities. As a shepherd, I have not allowed the sheep to attack the wolves for what was said to them.
Amazing. He looked like a, he doesn't look like a preacher without his suit. When he didn't have the suit on, regular clothes, he looked like a normal person. He put the suit on, now he looked like a preacher. So he let this guy, based on this, he let this guy get to him that he would have fought with him. A little skinny white boy. What the? And why, what'd you say about the N-word?
White people being called the N-word because it looked like a bunch of white people behind him. Shout out.
I thought white people couldn't use the N-word.
They can when it's against fellow white people. And they can do it when they can get away with it.
Amazing. What a mess. Preacher, don't fight with the person unless you're defending your physical body about to hurt you. What the? Amazing. Bye, y'all. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't forget to support us financially. Make a donation, all right? And the Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. And check out Billy on Puncher TV with Bill. It was amazing yesterday, Puncher TV. And don't use the N-word. Not even nigga rah-rah. Amazing. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.